Ken, the landlord at the Star and Garter, and Ronald and Louise, who live on Lower Cheltenham Place, and Richie, who grew up on Albany Road, remember what was on Albany Green before demolition. So when you came in 1960, what was on Albany Green then?
Shops were on that side and garage this side. The trees only planted about 1984, 83.
Well, there was no green there. It was all houses along there. You know, and shops and pubs. We had an ironmonger, paper shop, fish and chip shop, greengrocer. All the lot just along Brook Road and Albany Road and Shaftesbury Avenue.
On the green, there was a wide shop. The lady name was Mrs. Duffy. And it was a grocery shop.
Miss Duffy, that she had a grocery shop on the corner of Brook Hill.
There was a shop there I call Duffy Shop. Anyone from St. Paul's would know Mrs. Duffy Shop.
But they used to have those boxes, what used to have all the biscuits in, and the broken one in different boxes, and you go in and get Throckmorton sweet biscuit and things like that, you know.
And she had a son named Roy. So if you go there, pick up your grocery and you can't manage it, Roy would bring it down for you.
Mr. Clifton took it over, who I only found out years ago that was their son. He was really good to us. We used to wash his car on a Saturday for Bobber Job when we was in the Cub Scouts and all that.
And then cross the road by the pub, there was another white shop there named Sullivan.
Next to the Star and Garter, there was a shop there called Ted's Shop. Next to that was Mrs. Williams' bakery shop. Next to that was the hardware store. Next to that was a chip shop.
On the other side where the school is, there was a shop there that sold baby clothes.
Sewing, haberdashery stuff, needles, threads.
Any little thing you want, you could run there to get it.
And it was a lovely little community. You didn't have to go far. Everything was in kids sending distance because everybody sent the kids. So, you know, it didn't have to go far. It was brilliant.
In the late 80s, Mrs. Williams' shop was still going, as Alan, who ran the Albany Centre, remembers.
But I've got a particular fondness for Mrs. Williams. She used to have a little hot display area with her, and she used to do this amazing homemade cooked fish. Lots of bones, you know, flat fish. A Jamaican recipe. You know, looking for an alternative lunch, if you weren't going up to Herbert's or the farm shop, it was around Mrs. Williams. I mean, she did patties, of course, and dumplings that were a real treat, you know. And she was just a lovely character.
But relationships weren't always good with the shopkeepers.
Ted's shop used to serve you last if you walked in. A lot of kids got a lot of beating because their mum would send them to the shop and wondering why they're so long. And the reason was that we'd all go in, 3, 4, 5 kids would be in there before me, and you'd be serving us, and then in would come the other customers, and you'd serve them first. And we'd be all stood there waiting to be served. And the more people that came that he knew, we were still left last. But he changed. He changed. He realised what was wrong, and people like my stepmom pulled him up, and he was no longer serving the black kids last.